I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 657, Improving Your Family Life. We've all seen cute sayings about the family. Our family had a sign in the kitchen that read, "All our visitors bring happiness, some by coming, others by going." We had one in the hall that said, "When the going gets tough, the tough get going." But what about this one? "The family that prays together stays together." We had that one too. Those are nice slogans, but they don't always work out as neatly as those words would suggest. Yet, it's still helpful as families to have a target, a goal, something to strive for together. And that's the challenge of this episode. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor, which includes our family, as ourself. We've been looking at 10 questions as we start 2022. Today's the third one. What is one way you can improve your family life this year? Now that's pretty big and broad. Let me give you some starters, some hints or ideas that might be just the springboard your family needs for a better new year. I love the fact that Jesus didn't say the same thing to every person because we're all unique and different. We're on different spots of the journey with God. He didn't say the same thing to Nicodemus that he said to the woman at the well, that he said to the rich young ruler, and so on. But yet in all the conversations, the goal was the same, to bring them closer to God. The Lord knows what your family needs, my friend. And as you enter this year, I pray this episode will be a tool used by the Spirit to improve your family life in 2022. What could you do to better your family life this year and enable you to love God and others, including your family, better? Here are just some thoughts to get you started. And if you like one of these, just pick one, not two, three, or five. Pick one or pick your own, but don't try to do it all. Maybe this year you would pray together every night as a family. Doesn't have to be fancy, just thank God for the day. Maybe you would go through a devotion like the Daily Bread or the Upper Room. Here's a crazy idea. Maybe you would listen to T2G and talk about it together, asking each other to answer the daily question for himself or herself. Maybe you would find a way to serve as a family, at a mission, or a food bank, or a ministry in the church. Maybe you could read a book together and discuss what the Lord is teaching you through it. Another idea, maybe you could plan a date individually with each member of your family, one-on-one, and talk about life. Maybe you could start a family prayer box where people can put in their request, and once a week you pull out the slips and take turns just saying a sentence prayer for each request. Or how about a family thank you box where people put in thank yous throughout the week? And on Sunday afternoon, for example, you read them. Thank you for cooking. Thank you for mowing the yard. Thank you for doing the laundry. Thank you for saying sorry to your sibling. Thank you for helping your neighbor. Thank you for being kind, and so on. You get the idea. Maybe you bless your family each night. Maybe you put your hand on each person's head, adult or child, and you can use scripture like Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Or you can use Deuteronomy 31:6. Don't be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Now these are just a few ideas off the top of my head. So now here's the great question. What is one way you can improve your family life this year? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Dear Father, in your beautiful book of Psalms, chapter 103, verse 17, you give us this wonderful promise. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. What better promise could we receive from you in our lives than to see your children and children's children blessed with your love and righteousness? We ask for your hand of blessing on all of us, Lord. Bless us with strength to be there for those that we love. Give wisdom and comfort and encouragement, even in difficult situations. God, we need your patience. Help us, Lord, to bless our families as you've blessed them. We're so grateful, God. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 658. And in the meantime, if you have a family around you, thank God. Open your eyes to ways that you can improve that family life intentionally, consistently, this year. And if your family isn't around you, Find ways through technology or through adopting others in your church family to be a part of your family too. But this year, let's find ways to improve our family life.